Hey y'all, it's your girl Sam, back with another episode of the Complete Circle podcast. So we're just gonna get right into it. If there's one thing that I feel I have learned, and let me tell you, not the easy way, okay? But what I have really learned and really learned to acknowledge and accept is the fact that it's never really what it looks like. And I know a lot of people might be like, what she mean by that? So I'm about to tell you. So when I speak on it's never really what it looks like, let me tell you something. There have been times and instances and circumstances and situations where it looked like, listen, I don't know how I'm about to get up out of this. I don't know where I go from here. I don't know what the outcome is going to be, right? And just a whole lot of anxiety and confusion and chaos and uncertainty and fear and doubt. And then on the other side of it, it's like, oh, I'm actually okay. Things actually worked out. And it may not always be how you want it to or how you think it should, but just know it's always gonna work out for your good. If there ain't nothing else that I've learned and that I know for myself at least, is that it's always going to work out for my good. Whatever that looks like, whatever that may mean, according to his plan and his purpose for my life. And I'm not gonna lie, it's not always easy to sit in that. It's not always easy to really accept that and stand on it, because there are moments where it's like, all right, it's looking crazy, it's looking scary, it's looking a little wack. You know what I'm saying? So, and not being able to see the other side of it, I know for me, like, I have a big, like, you know, I tend to let my fear of the unknown get the best of me. So it's like, I can't see what comes out on the other side of this. I can't see the future. I don't know what's going to happen. So therefore, I'm not looking at the other side of like, okay, it looks like this. That doesn't necessarily mean that this is what it's going to end up being when it's all said and done, because I can't see on the other side. Like, I can't see what God sees. I can't see what's on the other side because I'm not meant to see that far. I'm obviously, as a human, going to only see what's right in front of me. I'm only going to see what it looks like. But behind the scenes, things that I can't see with my naked eye then has to be more so faith and believing that the circumstance and the situation has a greater plan and purpose for me in my life. And that's what I've really had to learn to stand on. Because it can get really difficult, you know, and it's easy to lose hope and to lose faith and to get caught up in what life is showing you, you know, what the situation is showing you. And hard to have that faith and that trust that his plan will always prevail. And then I have to ask myself, I'm like, what's the good in sitting in this despair? What's the good in sitting in this anxiety? What's the good in sitting in this fear and this doubt, especially when I can't control the situation? I can't dictate what happens and what doesn't happen. Literally, all I can do is sit and wait. So the choice then becomes, how are you going to sit and wait? What are you going to do in your waiting period? What is that going to consist of? Are you going to sit and allow your fears and your doubts and your anxieties to consume you and control you? Or are you going to choose to do what you can and control what you can control, which is how you choose to handle the situation, how you choose to react and respond, and what you choose to do in the meantime while the situation is working itself out. And for me, I know y'all saw the May affirmation. I'm choosing God's peace. That's what I'm doing, because I refuse to continue to allow things that I cannot control to control me. That's not the way that God set me up. Okay? God said, I did not give you a spirit of fear. Okay? He didn't give me that. So if I'm experiencing that, it's not from him. It's not. It can't be, because that's not what he wants. So I have to choose what he does want for me, which is his peace that surpasses all understanding, his peace that I can't even begin to fathom and really truly understand to the root of it what that is, but I just know that he provides that. And so I just had to come to that, like, epiphany, I guess is the word I'm gonna use. Because it's so much easier to give in and to give up, right? And let these things, these feelings, these thoughts, these emotions get the best of you in the midst of what you're looking at and what you see yourself in. And allowing yourself to just stay there. And then there comes that time where it's just like, you have to get up and stand on what you know to be true. Like, I know that it may look this way now, but I know that my God is working things out for my good behind the scenes with what I can't see, what I can't understand. And that's what I need to trust and believe. If there's nothing else in the situation or circumstances that life may throw, that I know and can be certain of, if there's nothing else, the one thing that I do know for certain fact that will always stand to be true every single time, let me tell you, every single time, is that he gonna come through. Period. And like I said, it may not always be what I envisioned. It may not always be what I saw as ideal. But you can guarantee that it's going to be what I needed and what he knew was best for me, even when I may not have seen that. And that's the whole point. We're not meant to see everything. We're not meant to know the end all be all. That's the point, because if we did, why would we need him? What would he really be out here doing? If I knew the outcome of every situation and circumstance that life threw at me or that arose, why would I need to have hope and trust in God? Why would I need to praise him through the storm? And that's another thing that when I said I'm choosing God's peace, what that looks like is I'm choosing to praise him through it. Because it's not just when things are good and things are all great and dandy that, oh yeah, let me give God a good praise and say, thank you, Jesus. Yes, let me go to church. Let me say my prayers. Let me be consistent. You know, let me stay on the right track with him. Then all of a sudden when things get hard, I easily forget what he did for me before. I quickly forget that he showed up for me just yesterday, just last week, just the hour before this. Like, I quickly forget what God has already done and what he's doing and what he's capable of doing moving forward. And realizing that he's the same God yesterday, today, tomorrow, forever, no matter what time period you go to, he's the same God. So it's not a him thing, it's a me thing. It's me forgetting. It's me moving away from him. It's me neglecting him. It's me not giving him the praise and the worship through the good and the bad. It's nothing to do with him. He good. He solid. It's a me thing. So I'm choosing to praise him when it's difficult just as much as I can praise him when it's hard. I mean, sorry, when it's good. When it's good. When life is good, when things are on the up and things are going great and everything seems to be falling into place, I'm giving him that same praise. Because the same way that things were good for me and he provided and he worked and he did that, same way he gonna come through in this situation and I'm gonna still have something good from it that I'm gonna praise him for anyways. So if I know that he's going to do what he's done before and I'm just waiting for that, why not praise him to that point? I'm sitting here, I'm doubting, I'm down, I'm out, and then the minute things work out, I'm like, oh yeah, God, I knew you could do that. Yeah, God, you're so good. Yeah, God, I had faith the whole time. Lies. Lies, 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 and more lies. No, because a second ago, that's not the energy that I had. That's not the energy you had. Now all of a sudden you knew. Now all of a sudden, you know, like, so, and it's easier said than done. Trust me and believe me. There are still moments where it's like it is about being honest, because there are still moments where I'm like, you know what, God, like, I know that you're able to do this. I know that you're working things out. And at the same time, I'm still scared. I still have worries. I still have fears. And being honest with him and letting that be known. Because two things, like I've been saying, can be true at the same time. The thing is, though, not allowing those worries, fears, and anxieties to become greater than the truth that you know God has said. That part. Because it's not to say those feelings will go away. It's not to say they won't be present. It's not to say that they'll magically disappear, because that's not always the case. They can still be very much present. They just cannot get louder than your hope and your faith to know that no matter what the situation is, it's going to work out for my good. It's going to work out the best way possible. It's going to work out in the way that is necessary in my life at this point to push me further into the purpose that God has for me. Everything in purpose and on purpose. There is nothing that happens that God doesn't already know. And because he already knows, it's already said and done. So the outcome is going to be the outcome that it's supposed to be. No matter what it is, no matter what the situation or the circumstance is supposed to bring, it's already said and done. There's no really changing that. It's just trusting and knowing that what that is what God knows is best for you. And he knows better than any of us would ever know for ourselves. And really leaning into that. Lean not on your own understanding. Because we can only understand so much. We can only see so much. We can only fathom and acknowledge so much. He goes beyond all of that. So I'm sitting here right now in the very present. God already knows what the future looks like. He already knows what the future holds. He sees way past right now. And I don't know about y'all, but I know that my God wants the best for me. I know that he wants me to succeed. He wants me to live a good life. And he wants good things for me. And what he knows is good for me, I may not have ever even thought of. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think of, according to the power that works in us. Which means he's given me that power. And I need to believe and stand on that and trust that that is what is going to prevail and that is what's going to be true at the end of it all. And there are two verses, two of my absolute favorite verses that I will always go back to. One is Jeremiah 29 verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. That's a constant reminder to me that The plan is for God to prosper me no matter what. The plan is for his purpose to come through no matter what. And that purpose is always going to make sure that I'm good. Every time. And it's crazy because it's like, what the devil sends to destroy you, what the devil may send to derail you, let me tell you something. God will always work it out for your good. He will always work it out for your good. And what the devil thinks, like, oh yeah, I got you. You know, like, oh, I got you now. Oh yeah, they wasn't expecting that. It's so crazy because the same thing, and listen to me very carefully. Listen to me very carefully. What the devil thinks that he's going to use to take you off of the path that God has for you, to derail you from your purpose, is the same exact thing that God is using and actually knew was going to happen to propel you further into purpose. Let me tell you something. Let's talk about Joseph in the Bible, right, for a second. The story of Joseph and his brothers. Joseph, right? He out here. He's having dreams about, you know, his brothers bowing down to him and he, you know, being a great leader. And his brothers are sitting there and they're not having it. They're not having it at all. They hating, they're jealous, they're not having it. So what they plot against Joseph, right? And they knew that Joseph was their father's favorite. Let's talk about that too. So they plotted against Joseph. What did they do? They threw him in a pit and then they had him sold. They sold him as a slave, right? Now, whole time, you might be reading the story in the beginning and you might be like, yo, what? His brothers did what? He got sold as what? And you're sitting here like, there's no way. No way, right? Fast forward through the story because he goes through a couple of different things. You know, he ends up working for someone and then the wife tries to set him up. And then he ends up going to jail and he sits in that cell for a good while. And then, but whole time, that's the setup. That's the setup for the purpose that God has. Because whole time at the end of the story, Joseph ends up being the right-hand man to the king. He went from being sold into slavery, betrayed by his brothers, sold into slavery, to end up sitting at the right hand of the king and being put in a position of leadership. So again, I say, what the devil sent to destroy Joseph, God used as the setup for the purpose he had for him. There was nothing, there was nobody that could get in the way of that. And every step, everything that happened was necessary to get him where he was going. It may not have looked good. It may not have felt good. It may not have been ideal. But guess what? The series and the sequence of events that took place needed to happen for him to get exactly where he needed to be at the end of it all. So when I think about that, and I know sometimes life gets difficult and things happen, and it's like, yo, why me? Why is this happening? And then it's like, no, like, what is going to come out of this on the other side that is so beautiful and so beyond what I could ever ask, think, or imagine that God is going to do in my life? And that's why when I say I'm choosing God's peace, I'm choosing God's peace and I'm choosing his word. Because there are too many instances and too many times that God has come through that at this point, like, for me to not believe that or to believe anything less than that is just like, bro. Like, come on. It just doesn't make sense at this point. So that part is, like, that's what I really have been reflecting on and thinking about, because It's always the setup. What it looks like is always the setup and the catalyst for what it's going to be. And God already has said it and it's already done. You're just going through the process now to get there. And the other verse that I absolutely love, and I know the cliche, everything happens for a reason, but like I really truly believe it. And this verse says that, Romans 8 verse 28, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. All things, not some things, not, you know, here and there things, no, all things, good and bad, work together for the good of the purpose that God has for you. So when I really think about it and I reflect on it and I meditate and I marinate that part, everything is always going to work in purpose and on purpose. So yeah, it may not be sweet right now. It may not look nice right now. It may not feel good right now. And that's okay. Because it's not in vain. And whatever is on that other side is going to be great. It's going to be phenomenal. And that's what I'm waiting for. So, I don't know, you know, who might be listening and what your situation or circumstance is right now. But just trust and believe. It's not ever really what it looks like. And it's not going to be that way forever. And just know that God is working in your favor always for you and not against you. So trust that, believe that, stand on that, and just have faith that it's going to work out exactly how it's supposed to. And with that being said, I hope y'all stay blessed and y'all stay beautiful. Thanks for listening.